It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, I want to ask you something. Are you like me? Are you wondering about travel sort of as much as I am? I want to know what's going on. What are the trends? What are people who are in the trenches of travel anticipating for our entry back into what I call the wide, wide world of travel? Well, I'm wondering all of these things plus more. So for today's show, I asked my friends at the American Society of Travel Advisors and also over at Expedia to join me for a conversation around what's going on. Now, their perspectives are really helping me to kind of make sense of what's going on and what's to come. So I invite you at this time to grab a first class seat on board with me and let's just chat about this. Now, today's show is going to start with Erica Richter, who is the Director of Communications for the American Society of Travel Advisors, also known as ASTA. Now, they recently rebranded this name from what was called the American Society of Travel Agents, which is kind of how I always knew them. Because during my days at Pan Am, of course, Pan Am is always coming up, I worked on several special assignments with ASTA for Pan Am. And they were always the most fascinating way to learn more about what was going on in the industry. Now, my friend Erica, she is very instrumental in crafting the new conversation about travel advisors in the media. And she spearheads all of the society's consumer awareness initiatives. So I said, Erica, you got to come on the show then and let's talk about this. What I want to do is I want to start off with Erica talking about really so what are the things that they're involved with and telling us a little bit also too just about what ASTA is all about and what, you know, what they do for the travel advisors. So here's my conversation with Erica. Let's take a listen. I mean, I can only imagine you all must really, really be busy. How are things for you guys? How busy is it?
It's very busy. We have close to 14,000 travel advisor members in our association, and this is unlike anything we've ever experienced before as an industry. So our main objective is to make sure that we're advocating for travel advisors and that we're finding ways to get them as much relief as possible, and that we're also communicating with our travel advisors what's next on the horizon for the travel industry. You know, right now, travel is still on hold, and we're continuing to monitor the stabilization of this virus. And until the virus is under control and efficient systems are in place to restore confidence in travel, it's simply too soon to tell what the travel future might look like. But we do have some ideas, and we're hopeful for the future. We will always remain hopeful for the future for our travel advisors and for the travelers.
Exactly. What is your role with the travel agents?
So we are an advocacy association headquartered in Washington, D.C., and our main priority is to advocate for travel advisors before the federal government, the regulatory agencies, actually, in fact, all of the state level government entities as well. So that's our first objective as an advocacy association, is for connecting the dots between our industry and government officials. But we also advocate for travel advisors before the traveling public as well. And so that's where my role comes in. I'm also the spokesperson for the American Society of Travel Advisors, and I work on making sure that I'm promoting the value of travel advisors to the traveling public. Field questions all the time from consumer media, and it's just really important that during this time of uncertainty that we're communicating the value of travel advisors to the traveling public so that when travel does return, travelers know that they have an advocate for them.
Can you share with our listeners a couple of reasons why there's a value added in doing this?
Yeah, well, I think that it's really important for travelers to understand that, and we've seen this play out in the peak of the pandemic, that travel advisors are your advocate. And when something goes wrong, they have your back because they have the ability to we accommodate your travel schedules in a moment's notice. And we've seen our travel advisors do this as borders were closing and flights were booking up and travelers were trying to get back to the United States. You know, that's one of the really big important reasons why using a travel advisor is so important, because you have people who can help you make sure that you're connecting the dots and getting home.
And the relationships also, too, that travel agents have out in the travel industry, whether it's within the airlines or hotels or tour companies, those are very valuable, too. And I could just imagine that with people trying to get back home, you know, having a travel agent who has those connections and those relationships was really very valuable.
Absolutely. We saw them as problem solvers, first and foremost. I have a whole collection of stories of travel advisors who just did the most heroic things to get their clients home. I'm talking about groups of, you know, 46 students in Italy and groups of travelers in Peru, and just the triaging that travel advisors had to do to make sure that they were grabbing the last flight and making sure that they were connecting with their suppliers to get buses organized to get to the airport where there was only one flight left. I mean, I could go on and on about these stories, but that is the problem solving value of working with a travel advisor, because we don't want things to go wrong during our trips, but they do go wrong. And when they do go wrong, sometimes having that advocate in your corner is so important.
Exactly. And they a lot of times, too, just have the knowledge as well of the destinations.
Absolutely. And those relationships are another reason why working with the travel advisor is so important, because they have relationships that would take the average traveler a lifetime to build. So having those relationships that they can leverage on your behalf is another reason why it's so important to work with a professional, because in times of crisis, like we've experienced with this pandemic, those relationships can help the traveler tremendously, from making sure that they're getting on that last flight to making sure that that investment in their travel is protected for future dates. Now, I've heard horror stories of travelers losing out on their investment for bookings that they've done on their own. But I can tell you the majority of the stories that I'm hearing from our travel advisors, those clients are not losing out on that investment. They're postponing that travel, but they're making sure that they're still going to go on that trip, and that travel advisor's the in-between, making sure that all of that happens.
How do you see the advisor's role in the future?
I believe the future of travel is going to have a heavy emphasis on the role of the travel advisor in the future. I truly believe that. I think that we're going to see consumers continue to turn to travel advisors more and more for all of their travel needs, because the new world of travel is going to look very different. Yeah. And I do believe that travelers are going to want to feel like they're working with someone who can personalize their itinerary, because when we get you all clear, and, you know, travel can restore, deciding where and when to travel is going to be a really personal decision that's going to look different for everyone. And that's why I believe in the future of the travel advisor, because I believe that advisors will meet travelers where they are and help them walk through that personal decision, because there's going to be so many variables that go into play.
Wow, great information from Erica. I loved hearing how travel advisors were so instrumental in helping people get home during the pandemic. Now, I also want you to sit tight, because when we come back a little later in the show, I am going to bring on my friend from Expedia, and she's going to talk about some of the things that they see trending as well. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Now, birdhouses are not just for birds, they're also for people. And on Sapelo Island, you can stay in a birdhouse overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. So you'll want to check out their website at SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com. We'll be back in a few minutes here, and I'll pick up my conversation again with Erica. You're on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Back in a moment.